Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me today. We have a show all about essential oils. So, for those of you who are really into essential oils, I hope that it will give you some ideas if you ever decide to do it as a business. I'm going to give you some information about some ways to, you know, make a little money on the side if that's what you're interested in. I'm also going to give a little bit in essential oil information, answer some questions that have come in. So, and during this show, if you have questions, feel free to call the station because I will take your questions live and I'm happy to do that. But most of you and a lot of my listeners will listen to this show later, and feel free to share it, because if you are one of those people who are interested in maybe doing this as a business or interested in essential oils in general, you know, share it with your friends, share it with people, maybe if in your downline, if you're a part of a group like that, and you're going to get a lot of free information. I usually charge for my classes and coaching, but I do like to give information out there and free tools on the radio show because I can reach more people. I don't care what brand of essential oils you use. So I want to make sure everyone knows that up front. I use certain brands that I love, and that I keep that personal because I have a lot of clients that they like their brand of oil and I don't judge that, and I help them with their business. So if any of you are tied to a certain brand or a certain company for your business, this show is safe for you to share with your business team because I'm not going to promote a certain brand. The way I look at it is there's too much judgment in this world as it is. So we need to support each other in the essential oil community. The reason being is that the more people that use essential oils, then guess what that happens? We have more people paying attention to sustainable organic farming because they want their lavender oil to be chemical free. We have more people getting off of the prescription drugs and the over-the-counter medications because they have found relief in all natural uses for the essential oils for maybe things like headaches or you know, sometimes people have even been using essential oils successfully for very serious health conditions. And the more we do that, the better. And the other thing is, there's been a lot of government pushback. The FDA, as we all know, for those organic people, non-GMO kind of people out there, a lot of listeners in BBS radio are like that, I know, and also that use essential oils. There's been a lot of government pushback, against natural medicines and using natural solutions to health issues. And so the bigger we are, the bigger community we are in essential oils, whether you only use it for your personal use or you build a huge business, doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing with essential oils, every time you use the oils, you are voting for all natural alternative health solutions. And the bigger we get, the more power we have to not let the government push us around. Okay? So that's what drives me in all of this. And I've been using essential oils. A lot of you who have followed me over the years with my classes, you already know that I've been using them for many years, you know. Seriously, I've been using essential oils like medicinally for about 13 years now. Prior to that, I had used it for like massage appointments and relaxation and just basic aromatherapy. So that's the background that I want to give you guys before we go into, I'm going to answer some questions today. A lot of people have contacted me, and feel free if you have questions, if you don't want to call the station and you're listening to this maybe later on, go to my website, ChristinaWinslow.com. There's a form that you can fill out really easy. Send me your questions because I will do more shows on essential oils if I have the interest. And if you have specific topics you want me to talk about, I'm happy to do that. Part of the service I feel that we can all do in our work is to offer free tools and information about what we're good at. And although I'm paid for consultations and through my private practice and also classes and speaking engagements, I like to give a lot of information to people out here. So let's get started. Okay. So I have a lot of clients that, as I said earlier, that use different brands of oils. I wrote a book about 5 years ago about the essential oils business. And I wrote it in a way that it was company neutral. So a lot of times I'll get questions from people all over the world who have found my book on Amazon or at essential oil conventions. They sell my book at the top companies' conventions and the bookstore services. A lot of different bookstores that carry essential oil supply will sell my book. So I get these questions that are not necessarily from my group, and I get questions from my group. So please know that this is kind of general information for everybody. So one question that I had come in all the time, it's from people, I have people in Australia, the UK and Canada, and the US are mostly where my questions come in, and they all ask the same thing. And this gal who wrote in said that she had been working her essential oil business for over 5 years and she still doesn't have a good ranking. So for those of you who aren't sure what I'm talking about, if you do the network marketing business model for essential oils, there's several companies out there. There's some huge ones and there's a lot of smaller ones. They usually have a ranking system. What that means is if you have so many people or so many sales or so many people on their automatic shipment of their, you know, like their automatic order every month, you can get certain rankings. So it can be, you know, 25 different choices of ranking and everybody's trying to be the super triple threat purple diamond extraordinaire rank. And if they hit that rank, then all these people are going to run to them. You know, I don't buy into the ranking. And I'll tell you why. I have a strong corporate sales background before I got into the alternative health business and opened a consciousness publishing company. And as a sales professional and a sales manager, that was the oldest trick in the book. Okay. And I'm always going to tell it to you guys straight. So I don't always make the most friends in the corporate climate because I'm going to just tell it to you the way I see it and speak the truth. This was the oldest trick in the book for sales managers. We would come up with these little ranking or award things. If any of you have been in the corporate sales world, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it was a way to make someone feel like they achieved and they were maybe better than the rest of them, or get those people to work harder or invest more money in their business. I don't like the ranking system personally because I saw it from the, you know, inside as a sales manager. Here's the deal. I look at it as, am I having fun and am I making money? And if I'm not having fun and making money at my business, whether it's full-time in essential oils or on the side, then you know what? Change it. And don't worry about the ranking. Before I wrote my book, I investigated a lot of compensation plans, different downlines, network marketing companies. I talked to so many people at all the different levels. I went to the top. I even talked to CEOs of companies. I've worked for essential oil companies that I worked for the president and the CEO of an essential oil company through the affiliate program that they offered. And I had all this data I was gathering because I wanted to find out, was this really true? Could you really make all this money in network marketing essential oils? I could see the value of residual income, and I could see how easy it was when you knew about the oils and you shared them with people and said, hey, check this out. Oh, you have a headache? Try this peppermint oil. And they're like, oh my God, I don't have to ever take Tylenol again, you know, because I put peppermint on my temples and my migraine is gone. So I saw how easy this business seemed, but I didn't really buy this whole thing of, oh, if you hit this rank within your first 3 months, if you're, you know, the copper or the silver or whatever their ranking system was, you know, then you've really made it in the business. And I didn't really fall for it. So I wanted to investigate myself. And guess what I found out? Many people who have these high ranks in these multi-level marketing companies have paid their way to get to that rank. And that's an unfortunate situation. I don't like that. I feel like that's cheating when they say, well, I hit silver ranking, and so you should join my team because I'm so successful. But they really can't tell you how they were successful, can they? They're not teaching you the business. And so I saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of people cheating the system. And it's not just in essential oils. It's in a lot of different network marketing companies. I don't think network marketing companies are all bad. I know there's a lot of cheese balls out there. And I know there's a lot of tacky people who are promising you that you're going to get rich and they can't even pay their rent. You know, I don't buy into any of that program. I don't believe any of that. What I do believe is if there's a product you like I do with essential oils, that you can make decent money if you put your time into it and you learn how to successfully run it as a business. And you can make money at this and you can do it with integrity. So for all of you people out there that are worried about that your rank isn't high enough, please, can I just say, don't worry about it. Look at, what am I doing in my business? How do I want to grow it? I wrote the book so anyone could have a lot of the information for under $20. So it talks about how you can grow your business in my book. You can get on Amazon for like $14. They discounted it. So, you know, go there, go to Amazon. It's Essential Oils Business Book. If you really do want to grow your business, it has a lot of tips on how to increase your cash flow on a very, very low budget and how to do the business on the side. And I'm telling you guys, don't worry about the ranking, okay? Just let that go. That's just a sales trick to get you to cheat like all those other people are doing. And, you know, I know people who have told me that they have taken out $50,000 in loans and built a fake downline and paid for all of these people and their family to be on auto ship. Well, you know what? I didn't have to be a finance major in college to know that that's a bad business decision. But they go around touting their rank and they're financing a fake downline. You know what? I don't play that way. And so that's why a lot of people come to me who are in different companies. I don't care, like I said, which one you're in, because I'll just tell you how it is. Okay. So let go of that. And if you hit a higher rank and you get excited about it, great. That's awesome. I'm all for rewards. But the way I look at it is quality of life, income, and are you enjoying your business? That's what's the most important thing. Another question that came in was, what's the role of social media in the essential oil business? All right. Now, social media is here to stay. So all those people out there resisting social media, get over it and find something you can do. You start out small. You know, if you don't really know where to start with social media, start with the one thing that looks easy and fun to try, even if it's Facebook. I know a lot of people say they used to make money on Facebook. They don't anymore. If that's where you have to start, don't worry about it. It's free. Start there. Get comfortable. There's a lot of ways to use social media. It actually could be a five-hour class that I could teach on all of the different ways you can use social media for your essential oil business. The first tip is definitely start out with something you feel comfortable with. The second tip I can say is figure out your brand. Are you going to be the mom talking about, you know, how to use essential oils for little kids? Then that's what you focus on your social media, okay? If you're going to be the, you know, college, there's a lot of college kids doing the oil business successfully. So you're the college kid talking about green living and, you know, all the different natural health and hangover relief from the frat party and all of that, then that's your brand. Maybe you choose Twitter, or maybe you do, you have Twitter and you do the live video on Periscope and you give little tips on your essential oils. If that's a little too techy for you guys, like I said, start out easy. Start out with the social media, like maybe Pinterest. A lot of people are doing that. Let's say you're a veterinarian and you use essential oils. You do all natural vet care. A lot of vets are moving to this. Okay, I have a lot of veterinarians that follow me, and you can do a Pinterest. You know, put little things, all natural flea relief, you know, for your dog, and you give a little oil recipe and you create the little graphics on Pinterest, you know. So there's a million other platforms out there that we don't have time to go over, but I do want anyone who's interested in essential oils to look at social media, find something to start with, get good at that. And then you can expand your platform from there if you can't afford to pay someone to create a social media platform for you. So another question that came, well, not just one. I receive questions every week from people around the world that want to know how to use the oils. And I just don't have the time to give everybody individual consultation on how to use the oils. So what my advice is, find the essential oil reference guide that you like. Okay, so if you're using a certain brand of oils and you're selling that as your business, then of course you're going to get the essential oils reference guide that goes with your brand of oils. But if you're just buying random oils and you really don't have a brand, get a quality reference guide. And it's not hard to find. Go, you know, look online, see what the best sellers are, see what other people are buying. And this is going to teach you about safety. It's going to teach you about uses. You know, don't be dependent on someone else answering for you. The reference guide is really easy to use, and it's really easy to look up your health issues. You'd be surprised. There's pretty much an essential oil solution for every health issue. I know that sounds crazy, but let me give you an example. I had never heard of helichrysum before, and I got into essential oils. That oil is very expensive, so you want to get you want to get the purest oils you can. Let me give you an example of how I use helichrysum. It is the miracle oil. This oil takes away the pain. It's antifungal. I'm not going to go into all the details of how many things this oil kills, but it will disinfect your cut. I had a hairdresser years ago. She had cut her finger with a knife to the bone so much, and she didn't have health insurance, and she didn't have the money to go get stitches. Her husband was a hockey player, and he said they use super glue when this happens. on the ice, when they split open something. So he put super glue on her finger. this thing looked horrible. I felt so bad. She was like trying to cut my hair with her finger all bandaged up. I gave her helichrysum and lavender oil. It not only disinfected, and this thing looked like she was going to lose her finger. Okay. It looked really scary. I'm sure it was, she needed to probably go see a doctor, but she wasn't going to. So I gave her some oils. She used it for 3 days. The whole infection and the how the swelling and the healed up, just lavender and helichrysum. The whole cut closed up in 3 days. Helichrysum, my little girl, you know how the garage door will slam on it, you know, has that spring with the door in between your garage and your house. And oh, she was like 2 or maybe 3. Her little teeny hand got caught in it and slammed. I thought she broke bones. Luckily, she didn't. But her hand started swelling. She was screaming. I was so worried. I was about to take her into the emergency room. That's how bad this looked. And I grabbed my helichrysum oil. I just dumped half the bottle on her hand. Within just maybe 10 minutes, she completely stopped crying. The bruising and the swelling in front of my very eyes went away, and she just had a little red mark on her hand. And so essential oils can be life-changing, and I encourage all of you to get a reference guide. Use it. Don't be codependent on someone else to tell you how to use your oils. It's not hard. It just takes time. You'll start finding, you know, just start with one oil or just start with one health issue, and you'll start finding as you go to your reference guide, you will get more and more information. Also, if you're doing this as a business, have reference guides, have extra reference guides. Okay. A lot of people will do this if you're doing a business. Oh, sign up for the $200 oil kit and join my group. And with that, you get a choice. You can pick a free reference guide, or you know, I've a lot of people that give them my book for the people who want to do it as a business. So give them a free book. You know, it's a good investment to make. Another question that came in before, we're going to do one last question before going to a quick commercial break, is that how do you use oils on a daily basis? So let me tell you, I'll just go through it, just a sample day. I use oils all the time. My husband laughs because of so many oils. We have probably 2,000 oils in our house, and he's listening to the show. Hi, sorry, honey. I did spend a lot on them. Hope you don't mind. But I use them, and he knows that. So after your shower, here's some ways you can use oils, some ways I use oils. Like, I had a big speaking engagement I was nervous for, a keynote in Canada. Before I, you know, after my shower, I put orange oil on the soles of my feet. That's anti-anxiety. And I also wanted to kind of stay alert, you know, when you're going to speak in front of a large group of people. They paid all this money for me to fly out there, and they're paying me to do the speaking engagement. I wanted to be alert. So I use peppermint on the back of my neck. That keeps you awake and alert. It's also great if you get hot in the summertime. My husband uses it when he's on his motorcycle and he gets hot, riding it with all of his gear. Put it on your back of your neck, and you will feel literally 10 degrees cooler. It is amazing. For all those women out there with hot flashes, do the same thing. You'll be thanking me for it. I get a lot of thank you emails when I tell this tip to people. So the next thing, I like to put frankincense oil on, like if I have a mole I'm watching, or, you know, frankincense oil has a lot of studies out there, and they're just starting to come out about how they are killing cancer cells, but not killing healthy cells. So if you were like me and a sun goddess in college and high school and my younger years, you know, that's preventative for me. I put on my shoulders a lot of times where I get a lot of sun exposure, and it's great for wrinkles. I don't really have wrinkles at 48 years old, and I can definitely tell you it's because of frankincense oil and sandalwood oil. So you can put that on your face. You can mix it with your facial cream. I do that. Then I will put on oils just because I like to. You know, you can use some oils to ground you. If you want to put on your tailbone, there's a lot of grounding blends out there. I like to use that. Sometimes I like to wear neroli because it just smells beautiful and it makes me feel happy in the wintertime. It smells like springtime. Or jasmine oil. I love to wear that instead of perfume. My favorite is morning blooming jasmine mixed with a little sandalwood. I love that scent. So then let's see. If I have a sore throat, you can use oils to gargle with. Be careful of oregano. It's really hot. So if I have an upset stomach or I, you know, have a little bit of head cold in the morning, I'll have hot water with a couple drops of peppermint. That is miraculous. Okay. I can highly recommend that for any kind of head cold, allergies. It's awesome. Throughout the day, let's say I have a client that's, you know, upset about something and I just feel a little stressed, I'll take some oil. I love cypress oil. And I'll put that on my shoulders, especially if I'm on the computer all day and my shoulders get tight. I love cypress oil for that. I love marjoram oil. That's very warming and it relaxes your muscles. Massage therapists use marjoram oil. Lavender oil before bed. I'll slather myself in lavender. I love that. I use cypress oil. I'll take a salt bath and put like 10 different oils in. I only have time to take salt baths about twice a week these days, but I'll put patchouli. Let's see, my last one I took. So for the question, what ones do I use? Patchouli, I put cedarwood, lavender, geranium, some cypress. I think that's it. I think that's all I put. But I just kind of go intuitively. You know, if I have a certain health issue, of course, I'll look it up and use the right oil that's recommended. If you have a little bit of a cough, you can throw some eucalyptus in your shower. I do this a lot. I make a really hot shower, put like 5 drops of eucalyptus, let it steam up, and especially in the wintertime, and put the eucalyptus on a place where the water's not going to wash the oil away. And then you go into that shower. It is phenomenal. Let's see. Last night I made rosemary potatoes. And you can, if you don't have fresh rosemary, you can take rosemary oil, black pepper oil, a little bit of lemon oil. And then you can add some other spice oils like a few drops of marjoram oil. I like that flavor. A few drops of basil oil. Put like take all these drops of oil, throw them in a big Ziploc bag with about 2 tablespoons of olive oil and throw in your cut up potatoes, toss them around, throw them in a pan, bake them like you normally would. The whole house will smell good and they are the best potatoes ever. So that's kind of gives you a snapshot of what I use oils. I use them all day for different things. So, you know, the more you get comfortable with them, use your reference guide. The only oils I take internally have a food label on them, an FDA approved food grade label. So I want to make sure that's very, very clear. Otherwise, if it doesn't have a label on it, even if it's orange oil or basil, and you know those things are edible, that oil is not safe. So it has something in it and you could really end up in trouble. So I never, ever use oils, even if they are a food type oil. Never take them internally unless they have one of those food oils, the food grade supplement FDA label on them. Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some people wanted to know how to add essential oils to their retail business. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Thanks for joining us and we'll be right back.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish. Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Today is all about essential oils. So glad that you are joining this wonderful world of essential oils. So it's whether you are doing this just for your own personal use or as a business, you know, essential oils can really be a great way to enhance your life. I had another question that I did want to go over real quick that I forgot to talk about before we went into some of the retail information, and that's a little bit longer segment. So I have had people contact me and they were asking, you know, oh, do I need to go get these special, you know, essential oil blends mixed by a spiritual person to give me protection from, you know, negative spirits, or some people call it psychic attack or negative energy. Okay, I get a lot of these questions, and this is my viewpoint. Can essential oils raise your vibration? Absolutely. They can raise your vibration. When your vibration is raised, you're happier. You're less likely to have an accident. You don't have to believe in negative spirits or you know, psychic attacks to feel better when your vibration is raised. Okay, so that piece aside, no, you do not have to go to some spiritual expert and pay, you know, $75 for this teeny little bottle that they specially made just for you to have psychic protection or spiritual protection or to bring money in your life. Don't fall for that, okay? It's all about your intention and empowerment in yourself. Yes, the essential oils are so magical in their own way. I can't even tell you how many times that if I feel like just down, or if I feel, you know, that someone is sending negative thoughts or energy to me, and I put essential oils on and I do feel better instantly. But I don't need to go to someone and pay a lot of money for them to do some special protection blend. Here are some oils you can use. If you are interested in, you know, protection oils, think about this. You know, frankincense and myrrh, you know, all of us who know the story about the gifts that baby Jesus was given. Frankincense is a very spiritually protective oil, and it's all about your intent. So whatever your belief system, whatever your religion, if you say a prayer over your oils, we know that we can change the energy, vibration, and consciousness of water from praying over it. Well, the essential, from Dr. Emoto's research. So you can do the same with the essential oils. Pray over your frankincense oil. Have the intent, I'm going to put this on and I feel spiritually protected. And you can put it on your chakras. You could make a little cross with it if that's your belief system. You can put it on your heart, wherever you intuitively feel guided to. Another spiritually protective oil is sandalwood, is very spiritually protective. Myrrh is another one. A lot of oils of the Bible. I teach an oils of the Bible class, and a lot of you who are into essential oils have probably heard about the oils of the Bible. It's very well known. There's books about it out there if you're interested. There's a lot of oils that they used in the biblical times. And so, you know, you can also follow it intuitively. Another one is lemongrass. That's one that people don't realize, but that's another spiritually protective oil. So no, you don't have to go to some person who they don't know more than you, okay? You can pray over your oils or set an intent if that's, you know, your belief system, whatever it is, and you can use the oils for that, okay? And look up, you know, go on the internet, find out spiritually protective oils. There's other ones. The Native Americans used to take the needles of the different birch and pine and the trees in the forest, and they would crunch them up to get the oils, and they would rub them all over their bodies, head to toe, for spiritual protection before a vision quest, before battle. You know, so you have all those oils of birch and pine and cypress, and those are very, I love those oils. And I love to wear them, and they're very protective. Cedar wood, a lot of Native Americans will burn cedar wood, and they will use the smoke. But you have cedar wood oil. You can use that as well. And a lot of the Eastern religions use Palo Santo, and that's also a very spiritually protective oil. Little strong, gotta tell you. I don't really like wearing it too much as a perfume, but I'll tell you, it does the trick. So if you really want some powerful oil, the Palo Santo is another one for spiritual protection. Okay, so what the next question, I have so many people who come to me and they wanted to incorporate the essential oils into their retail business, but they don't know how. I'm going to give a little bit of information today. I'm not going to be able to give the whole in-depth training, but I want to give you enough to get started. And you can always contact me at ChristinaWinslow.com if you want more information on this. So let's basically talk about the three different types of ways you can sell essential oils retail. And this can be for anyone in the essential oil business, because even if you don't have a retail space, if you learn this information I'm giving you today, and you know of people who would be great to add to your group and your downline, and they do have retail space, you can teach them with this information. And you'd be surprised how lucrative it can be. So you basically have three choices. You can just sell it straight out retail. And this is the trap a lot of people fall into. They think, oh, well, you know, I can't have much of a markup with essential oils network marketing business model because I only, you know, get about 30% off of retail, where I can go to ABC Oil Company and do their minimum order for wholesale, and I can get 40 to 60% off. A lot of times you have to buy like $5,000 worth of oils to get 60% off, just so you know. You have to come up with that upfront cash. You know, if you want to just place a minimum order of $500 or $1,000, a lot of times you'll get a 40% discount on average. This is the third way. So you have the retail, straight out retail, where you just pay up front, you sell the oils, you make a little bit bigger markup. Okay. The second way is the essential oil network marketing business model. You sell them retail, you don't make as much of a markup. Okay, about 10 to 20% less of a markup than the straight retail. The third way is the affiliate program. Don't even bother with that. I have seen so many flaws in the affiliate system that I would never try to sell those retail. It's just not worth the time or money. That's more of a, you know, online marketing opportunity for the affiliate. So, here's the thing I always hear from people. They say, well, I'm not going to make much money, and you can just go buy it online and cheaper. But they're missing the whole point of this. The whole point of selling your essential oils retail when you are in a network marketing company is because you're going to be able to build a downline. If I would have known this when I owned a yoga studio many years ago, I probably would have had over 1,000 people in my downline, and I'm not exaggerating, just for my yoga students. We had about 100 people coming through our door every day. And if just a small, small percentage joined my downline over the years, you know, 15 years later, I can't even imagine how big it would have been. So that's the whole point, is that you're going to have people coming through your door in a retail business or a service-oriented business that you can sell the oils, educate the oils to them, and build a downline. And so what I love about this is that you're not going to get a lot of upfront money. Just get over that. It's not about the markup and the quick sale. But what it is about is that you're going to build a customer base. So let's talk about a little bit future, and then we're going to jump back a bit. Take it 5-10 years down the future. You don't have your retail business anymore. You've sold it, or you've closed it, or whatever. All those people that bought your wholesale oils only, they're never going to buy oils from you again. That's going to be very, how are they going to ever do that? Oils are a consumable product. People who like essential oils buy them. I have people in my group that spend $300, $400 every month on oils because they use them for their whole family. And, you know, I spend a lot of money on oils too. I use oils all the time. So if I was in the retail business, I would want to keep that consumable, that residual income from my customers buying oils for years after the business closed. Okay. And that's the whole point of this. Now, for you to do this successfully, you have to create value. You have to teach them about the oils, and there's really easy ways to do it. It doesn't have to take a lot of time or effort, and we'll get into that in a minute. But you know, chiropractors, yoga studios, fitness studios, laser hair removal, estheticians, med spas, gift shops, hairstylists, massage therapists, health food stores, any alternative health practitioners, naturopaths, nurse practitioners, acupuncturists, even daycares sell essential oils. And you can have your essential oils, your products displayed. First thing you need to do is know your products and use them, because otherwise you're not going to be credible. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, you want to develop a strong set of values in your retail product line. And this is what I'm talking about. If you believe in let's say you're a high-end hairstylist salon, okay? Then you want to show your high-end essential oils and why you like the high-end oils and why you like the pure oils. And yes, they're a little bit more expensive than the oils you get at the dollar store, but there's a reason. And, you know, it's about education. So you want to, you know, show off your essential oils in your display, and don't do it so that it looks like you're a Walmart. Show them off. Put them at eye level. I see people who will have their tons of essential oil inventory at their retail business, and it's not at eye level, and it's like tucked away in the corner, and it's not displayed nicely, and there's not plants by it, or you know, you can make it look nice with the display. So keep in mind that you want to showcase the oils, you want to use the oils, like diffuse the oils in your lobby, use the soaps and the lotions and all of that in the bathroom. A lot of people are service professionals, like I had said in that list before, that can have a very successful retail business with essential oils. You should display your essential oil sample bottles on your front desk. People will steal them, unfortunately. I've actually had people in my own downline steal oils out of my office space when I was teaching free classes. And it was really disheartening to me. I couldn't believe people would actually do that. But unfortunately, there's some people out there that will. So if you do have your samples, don't put them far away from the front desk. Put them on get a bamboo or a cool wooden tiered little. You can actually get a bamboo for like $5, little tiered spice rack, you know, and you can just stick your oils on it. Make sure there's labels on the caps of the bottle, so people know that that's the orange oil cap and they're not putting it on their oregano, you know, and messing it up. You could put the essential oil lip balm, have a cute little display up at the front desk. That's a smaller price point, okay? And that leads us into price points. Have a variety of product, the lip balm, and then also have the $500 kit for sale, you know? Have the individual oils for sale. Maybe you don't know a lot about oils yet and you don't know which ones to sell. You can start with the basics, the most popular ones. Lavender, lemon, peppermint. A lot of people like eucalyptus, lemongrass. You know, even if you just started with lavender oil, that's better than nothing. So you don't have to start with, you know, $1,000 worth of essential oil inventory. You could start small. And I know hairstylists that will have a bottle of lavender essential oil at their station. And that's all they sell, and they'll sell it. And when someone accidentally gets burned, and a lot of times their hands will get burned with a hot iron, a flat iron, or a curling iron, and they pull out the lavender oil right there, or they have the peppermint oil for the women that get hot, especially hot flashes, and they sell a lot of oil. You'd be surprised how much you could actually offer people, and you're educating them at the same time. So I want to give you an example. There's a place in Colorado called Vitamin Cottage, and it's a health food store. And it's, you know, not the cheapest health food store. Whole Foods has a lot more variety and inventory than Vitamin Cottage, but I'll go to Vitamin Cottage because they know their product. And if I have questions about a supplement or, you know, any kind of all natural health or even, you know, non-GMO food or whatever it may be, I know I can go there and I can ask them, and they have created value. They are experts in the field. And if the person I talk to doesn't know, they find someone. There's always someone that knows. So you can do that same thing with your essential oils. Learn about them, have a reference guide in the lobby where people can look up their health issues, have brochures. And all of this is because as you show value, and these people might never want an oil, but a year later, they think, oh yeah, I need to go back to my chiropractor. He has those oils. I think I'm ready to learn about oils now. So, you know, it takes time, and it's not a quick, you know, you're not going to make quick money off of it, but you are going to set yourself apart as an expert, as a creating value. And also, you know, a lot of people who are in the alternative health business, you know, they sell products that are promoting alternative health. So a yoga studio selling essential oils, or, you know, we all think massage therapists, of course, but I had a laser hair removal that they diffuse the oils so you wouldn't smell the, you know, that burning smell. And they would give people lavender oil and let people buy lavender oil and use that instead of the synthetic aloe vera gel that a lot of the laser hair places. They would provide the lavender oil, and they did very well with just lavender oil. So you can be creative with this. The other thing you can do is offer packages, and we're going to skip our second commercial break today because I want to get this information out there, and the time has flown by. I could talk about this stuff for hours. But you want to, another thing in your retail business, and I wish I could go into more information here, but you can create packages. Okay, so let me just give you quick examples. You can create an incentive for customers to order online and join your downline. So you could say, oh, in the month of December, spend $150 at our hair salon or in our, you know, for your nurse practitioner, women's health appointment, or whatever it is, and get your membership fee paid for by us, your enrollment fee, and join our, you know, so then you can buy your own essential oils online at your leisure at a discount. This is about a $35 to $40 charge typically to do that. It's worth the investment because if you have someone who's interested in this offer and they are now in your downline, then you, when they go, you teach them how to do it, how to order their oils online. It's super easy. You get them signed up right there at your place of business, have your receptionist do it. I had a chiropractor once that he had his receptionist do this all the time. Okay. And she knew how to do it and it was easy and fast. And there you go. You just have a customer in your downline. And then you can, you know, teach them different things about oils from there. But that's a great incentive. Another way to create interest in your service business, to expand your retail side business with the oils, is if you're a hairstylist, acupuncturist, chiropractor, esthetician, or anyone who has a license to touch a client, you can offer them, you know, this month, get a free 5-minute lavender neck and shoulder massage. And let me tell you, so many people love that. They will buy a bottle to take home with them. Or you could expand it even. You could do, you know, you can do an add-on service, 20-minute, you know, essential oil neck and neck, shoulder, and hand massage for $30. A lot of people will do this. And then they'll want to know what oils you're using. And you show them. And a lot of times they'll buy them to take them home. Now, I get a lot of objections. I just don't have the time. I can hardly keep up with my business. How in the heck am I going to teach people about oils and run my, you know, service business with retail? Well, this is what you do. You find two or three people to strategically place in your downline who do have the time and interest, and you partner with them. You let them use your lobby once or twice a month to have a little class, a workshop, a free talk. You work with them so they can do the follow-up. They can teach the people. And all the people that they help out at your business, they get to put in their group. It doesn't matter to you because they're in your group as well. They're in your downline. So you don't have to worry that you're losing your customers to these people that are taking over. It's like building a little sales team or management team. And the way you compensate them is by letting them use your space, have them, you know, advertise to your clients that come in. It's really not that hard to do. If you want more information and you want more in-depth training, please contact me. It's not expensive, and you'd be surprised at how much residual income you can actually build by introducing oils through your retail and service business. One of the things that really makes me passionate about this is because I know a lot of massage therapists, hairstylists, people in the service, or, you know, yoga instructors, fitness instructors. Very few of them have anything set aside for retirement. And that's really disheartening to me because these people are in the business of healing people and they're not taking care of themselves. I have more information in my book, Essential Oils Business Book, about this. I'm going to squeeze it in before we run out of time. Basically, if all you make after 5 or 10 years is $500 a month residual income. I'm not going to promise you a get rich quick here. Let's just say $500 is all you end up making after investing a little time and effort into creating a downline off of your business, and you're in the service industry with, and you use your retail side. $500 a month, if you were to get $500 a month dividend in your retirement, that's about a $300,000 worth of an average blue chip stock to produce a $500 a month dividend for you. Okay, so let's say it takes you 10 years as a massage therapist, yoga instructor, whatever, to get $500 a month in your downline, your essential oil business. Okay, that's equivalent to about $300,000 in stock. So, how many of you have $300,000 laying around to create $500 a month income for you in your retirement? Not many, especially in this economy. Or how many of you have $30,000 a year for 10 years to set aside to get $500 a month residual income? So the point I'm making is it's easier than you think. Take care of yourselves. This is something you can do as a hobby on the side, and it's this little side business, and you'd be surprised at what dividends you can receive from your essential oil business. So I'm really passionate about this, as you guys can tell. I want to empower people to make money. We are just so out of time. I can't even tell you. I got to hurry up. But contact me at ChristinaWinslow.com or follow me on Twitter at Callista Winslow. You can always go get my book on Amazon, you know, and write your business plan. I teach you how to do that in the book, and it's easier than you think. And we are out of time. I just hope all of you listening received some inspiring information, whether it's to use oils or to grow your business in essential oils. And I love you all, and have a wonderful week, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.